This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, dear friends. We're continuing in Mesachas Nedarim. Daf HaShavua, Daf Pei, Amud Aleph, Daf Pei. So the Gemara had a dual question on Ayin Tesamid Beis. The Gemara wanted to know, what exactly does the Mishnah mean that these Nedarim are Nidrei Nefesh, are Inoy Nefesh, Im Erchatz V'im Loy Erchatz. What do I mean? If I bathe, if I don't bathe. Bathe. If the person says, I aser the fruits of the world on me if I bathe, so then why could you annul that? I have a great idea. It's considered afflictive not to eat fruits, so just don't take a bath. And then you won't have a problem with the fruits. You'll be able to eat all the fruits in your world that you want. Just don't bathe. And then the second question is, Rav Yossi says this is not Nidrei Inoy Nefesh. Now, the Ran said the second question is a question on the Lashon. Rav Yossi implies that he would concede that she might bathe. So if she might bathe, then why does he say these are not Nidrei Inoy Nefesh? Since she might bathe, maybe she'll become Aser B'Peiroi Sa'olam. Maybe she'll become Aser B'Peiroi Sa'olam. So, the Gemara says as follows, Ve'ela da'amra koinam hanas ruchitza alai la'olam im erchatz. Elamai, she said, I aser bathing forever if I bathe. If I bathe, I can never ever take a bath again. If I bathe, I will never take another bath. If I bathe even one time, I'll never bathe again. So basically, she can't bathe ever. Either way, you go, right? If she keeps the Tanai, she can never bathe. I mean, if she abides by the Tanai and doesn't bathe, she'll never bathe. And if she bathes, she can't bathe. Yeah? Misham hachi meferla. And that's why you could annul it. The hechi talid, what should she do? Terchatz, she should bathe. Mitzra nasu chitzala, she's going to ask her bathing. Loi terchatz, she's not going to bathe. Isla nevula, she's going to become disgusting. So this is definitely Nidrei Inoy Nefesh. Rabbi Yossi Saver, Rabbi Yossi holds. No, we have advice for her. You know what the advice is? The advice is don't bathe. The advice is don't bathe. Ula Nivul Echashim, we're not concerned for her becoming disgusting. Rabbi Yossi holds, Nidrei, that never bathing is not Inoy Nefesh. Says the Holy Ran, Ve'ela de'amra ha'noas ruchitza alai la'olam im erchatz. V'kivan de'ka amra hachi. Since she says this, ruchitza rishay nashari alai. The first bathing is mutter, avo me'ahi ruchitza ve'ela. From that bathing and on, mitzra b'ruchitza alam, she's asur to bathe forever. Loi terchatz, if she doesn't bathe, islay nival. She's going to become disgusting. The Sfir Le Hashta. The Gemara holds now the Baruchitza Ika Inoy Nefesh, that by Ruchitza there is affliction of soul. Vichy Taman, if you're going to say Ihachi, if so, Amai Tana, Amai Naka Tana, the Talia Nidra. Vichy Taman Ihachi, Amai Nakat. Tana, the Talia, Nidra, Be'im. If this is the case, why would the Tana have to say, if I bathe, I'll be Aser to bathe ever? Just say, the case is, she Asers bathing forever. Like, why in this very unusual style? If I bathe, even one time, I'll be Aser to bathe forever. For all intents and purposes, that's like saying, I'm not allowed to bathe. So just say, the nether is, I'm not allowed to bathe. You could say it's telling me a chiddush. Latana kama. Da afa gav deruchitza kamaisa shariyala. even though technically she could bathe once. Afil hochi yafer mehashta. Meaning, why don't we say, let her bathe once and then be mefer? Because right now it's not nidrei inoy nefesh. She could bathe once, so let her bathe once. And at that point, it will become nidrei inoy nefesh. The chiddush is, it's already nidrei inoy nefesh. Because if she's going to bathe, she'll become usher to bathe forever. Rabbi Yossi savar, efshir deloy rachza. Rabbi Yossi says, okay, so don't bathe. Ulanivu lechashin on this real Rabbi Yossi, the brachitza la'olam, lak inoy nefesh. Rabbi Yossi holds, never bathing is not nidrei inoy nefesh. And that's substantiated by the practice of many people that I'm familiar with. Okay, so says, now this, the Gemara asks on this approach. The Gemara asks, Zihachi, if so, if Rabbi Yossi holds that asring rechitza forever is not inoy nefesh, lisni hachi, the Mishnah should say like this, Rabbi Yossi oimer, tenai ze ein by inoy nefesh. Rabbi Yossi says this stipulation is not afflictive. What's the question? Rabbi Yossi says these are not nidrei inoy nefesh. What does that mean? I'm not sure. Let's see the run. Ihachi, listni hachi. Rabbi Yossi Omer, t'nai zeh ein bo inoy nefesh. The words of the Gemara are, Rabbi Yossi said, ein elu nidrei inoy nefesh. It's not a neder of inoy nefesh. But Rabbi Yossi should have said, this t'nai is ein bo inoy nefesh. Perush harav Rabbi Yoina. The hashta the Tana in elu nidre inoy nefesh. Now that the Tana taught these nedarim are not inoy nefesh, mashma the mishum she'ein haneder inoy nefesh lo yafer. It's mashma because the neder is not inoy nefesh, you can't annul it. Aval I nadra midi de ispa inoy nefesh. If the neder would be something of inoy nefesh, yafer, you could annul it. But that's not true. You know why? Because it would only be a problem if you fulfill the Tanai. So just don't fulfill the Tanai. Oh, that's the Kash. The Kash is Rabbi Yossi says, this is not a nether of Inoy Nefesh. That implies if the nether was asring something of affliction, then you could be made for it. But why? You're only asring it if you bathe. So just don't bathe, because Rabbi Yossi holds not bathing is not Nidrei Inoy Nefesh. What he should have said is the Tanai is not Inoy Nefesh. Why did he say it's not a neder of Inoy Nefesh? Which implies, if it would have been, I could annul it. No, you couldn't have. So just don't fulfill the Tanai. Velesa, the Kivan, debetina leka Inoy Nefesh, afilo nadra beperois oilam. Even if she, let's say, asked all the fruits of the world, lo yafer, don't annul, kedamrinam bereish sogan, like we said in the beginning. Lama lahafara, lo yitirchatz, don't. Right now we're assuming, Rabbi Yossi holds, never bathing is not need inay nefesh. Lo yitirchatz, v'lo yitzaru, peres oylam Allah. Says Gemara, Ella, rather, the Amra, where a person says, Hana'as rechitza alai la'olam. The Hana'ah of bathing upon me forever, im erchatz hayayim. Ella, the Amra, Hana'as rechitza alai la'olam. Somebody said, the hana of bathing upon me forever, im erchatz hayom, if I wash today. So it's a new condition. Not if I bathe once, I ask her bathing forever. If I bathe today, I ask her bathing forever. Okay, so the condition is not, if I bathe, I'm asur to bathe forever. It's if I bathe today, it's asur to bathe forever. Okay, to go a day without bathing, nishka ferlach, it's probably healthy. No, doc, Doc, is it good for the skin, maybe? No, you won't? I'm not saying for the... I'm not saying for hygiene. I'm saying for the moisture of the skin. It's not so bad. You're masking, right? It's good. It dries you out if you take every single day. No? What do the doctors say? It's not, technically speaking, it's not good in very hot. It's good to go like a month or two without bathing sometimes. Right? So, So the Gemara says, the hana of rechitza upon me forever, im erchatz hayom, if I bathe today. So, what's this machlokes here? The machlokes is, I have a great idea, so don't bathe today. So the Tanakhama says, no, not bathing one day is inoy nefesh. Rabbi Yossi Savar Nivol Dechad Yomel Loishmei Nivol. Rabbi Yossi says, no, not bathing one day is not a Nivol. Let's see the Ran. Ela de Amra Hanos Ruchis Olay Le'olam Im Erchatz Hayom De Latana Kama Nivol Dechad Yomel Shmei Nivol Umishem Hachi Yofer Dehechi Tavid. What should she do? If she's going to bathe, she'll be asked to bathe forever. If she's not going to bathe, it's a Nivol. Kedikos of Nile'el. Rabbi Yossi Savar Nivol Dechad Yoyma Loishma Nivol Hilkoch Layafer, therefore you can annul it. You know why? Because we could say Dematzi Mukma Navsha Chad Yoyma Berchitza. She could withhold not bathing Vesulay Mitzvah Ban. She won't become Asar. Aye, what about the question we asked before? Why did Rabbi Yossi say these Nadarim are not Inoy Nefesh? Yes, they are. He should say the Tanai is not Nidrei Inoy Nefesh. Says the Gemara, "V'lekalak shu yahacha k'demak shinal el yachid." Listen, Rabbi Yosi, "Tanai zeh im by inoy nefesh." Why did he say the neder is not inoy nefesh, which implies if it was, you could be made for it, but the tanai isn't. No, mishum de'i have a tani hach. If would have said the tanai is not inoy nefesh, have a mashma inoy nefesh who do I have it? It's not the tanai is not inoy nefesh. But the Tanai is a neder beinoy lebeina. It's something that affects their personal intimacy. Avol dvarim shebeinoy lebeina hava. Dehai lishna hachi mashma. This lashon, this is what it's mashma. Kedemuchach lekaman behedya, like it's muchach later on. And the truth is, nivel of one day, not only is it not nidrein inoy nefesh, it's not even beina lebeina. V'nivel d'chad yom ala Rabbi Yosef, afilu midvarm shebeina lebeina loy hava. Kach pirish harav Rabbeinu Yoinazal. That is daf pei. Daf pei amid beis. I have two weddings tomorrow night. So, let's see what shayach. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Shkayach. Kol tov. Afrei lechem lag ba'omer. Thanks for joining. Kol tov.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.